Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhoods on Monocle 24. I am Marcus Hipp Hipp. All cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we go to Galway, an old port town in the west of Ireland, with good fishing, deep cultural roots and plenty of cooking talent. This little city is the culinary giant of the Emerald Isle. Our guide is Monocle's Louis Harnett O'Mara.
Galway might not be the first place you think of for foodie hotspots, but this little medieval city on the west coast of Ireland has been attracting some international attention lately for its fine fare of seafood and hearty local meat and vegetables. Last year, Galway County was named a European region of gastronomy for its culinary uniqueness and innovation, and as the continent's trout fishing capital. So, where better to start than by the seashore? The windows of Ard Beer at Nimmo's, a modern Irish joint, look out over Galway Bay. The interior has the feel of a tastefully decorated Irish cottage kitchen, laid out with wooden tables and chairs under low ceilings and with shelves lined with homely jars. The food, however, is a cut above home cooking. Stop by for breakfast and enjoy some honey-baked ham from the local butchers alongside poached egg, spinach and herb and hollandaise sauce. Or else try the Ard Beer fish platter for lunch and treat yourself to a selection of crab fish from Connemara Lake nearby, some fresh salmon and mackerel, and pickles, aioli, and a few slices of Irish soda bread. Now it's time for a coffee. Head back into town towards the famous old hodgepodge houses of the Latin Quarter, and duck through the buttercup yellow front door of Coffeework Press. Decorated in Nordic and Japanese minimalist style, the store places an emphasis on finding the best beans and the best roast for the job. And it's been a standard bearer for third wave coffee in Galway since 2015. Pick up a filter coffee made from Calendar Coffee's Ethiopian or Guatemalan beans, roasted in Barna just a few miles west of the city. If it's the weekend, it's worth heading to the market outside St Nicholas's Collegiate Church around midday. Sample the local farmers' produce, the fresh fish on offer, or a selection of cheeses at Sheridan's Cheesemongers, stationed nearby. Or, if you fancy a quick bite, try the samosas and the fresh sushi they have on offer at the stalls there too. For dinner, there are two Michelin star joints to choose from, Aniar and Loam. The latter won the Best Restaurant in Ireland award this year, so it wouldn't be a bad place to start. It's a little way from the Latin Quarter though, so it might be worth stopping for a glass of wine at the bar of Gaslight Brasserie on Eyre Square. Loam's decor is Japan meets Irish countryside, with tastefully mismatched wooden furniture beside lush greenery that spills from below soft cloth lighting. Choose from the 7 and 9 course tasting menus. Loam change their selection every day according to the produce available, but you'll be tasting anything from a squid, shiitake and egg dish to venison, onion and steak tartare, along with miniature tasters served up on black-flecked Irish stones. Try the wine tasting menu if you're a fan of offbeat New World wines, with Austrian Pitnauers followed by Portuguese Alvarinho. Pay the bill, leave a tip, and hail a cab. Head back through town and across the River Corrib to Oslo Bar, where you can try out some of the locally crafted ales away from the madding crowd of the city centre. It was one of the first brew pubs in the country, and offers up an impressive roster of micro-brewed beers on rotation, alongside 4 core staples. Try the Stormy Port or the Bay Ale. Try a few. You can finish your night just here. For Monocle, I'm Louis Harnett O'Mara.
This has been episode number 158 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Louis for today's tour in Galway. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 20:00 London time. I am Marcus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.